My name is Liam, and I am 13 years old. Today is May 5th, and I am speaking with Jerry Lewis, who is my grandpa. We are recording this in my house. Hi, Mr. Lewis.
Yes?
You served in the military, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Where did you grow up, and what was your childhood like?
I grew up in Kansas and went to graduate school in California. So I joined the Army, and I went in as a enlisted man. Subsequently, I became a first lieutenant, and I was in finance. And that's what I did, and that was the extent of my military service.
How many people were in your family?
Five.
Like, do you have brothers, sisters?
I have mother, father, I'm the firstborn, and the sister is second, and then my brother.
And I know I already, you already answered this, but what was your childhood like in your house, like, with your siblings? How close were you with them?
They were very nice. We were all friendly, and we were all smart, and we liked each other, and we got along pretty well.
When were you in the military, and which branch did you serve in?
I served in the Army, and then I went into the military in about 1963, and I joined an enlisted man, and subsequently I became a first lieutenant.
Describe your daily life when you were in the Army.
First of all, I had basic training, and then after the basic training, I applied for my commission, and I was an officer, so I managed a group of people to do the finance for the Army.
What was your life like after the military?
Oh, I went to work for the Ford Motor Company in finance because I had a graduate degree in finance. And I went to the Army, went to Ford, and grew with lots of people at Ford World Headquarters. And I had the bosses was Executive Vice President of Ford.
What was your favorite memory before the military, during the military, and after the military?
I have many memories, but traveling. I've done a lot of traveling to Europe, and primarily France and England, and all over the place. And so I've traveled a lot, and Lassie has been good with me as well because she likes to travel, and so that we've been every place, and we liked it. We liked to travel, and we saw interesting things and met different types of people. I lived in Brazil as well, and so they speak Portuguese, and I could follow the Portuguese, and also in France, I followed the French people as well with other language. I didn't understand all of the stuff, but I never had a good level of understanding.
And how did you meet Lassie?
She worked at Ford, and she was my attorney, and so I eventually got into where I dated her, and so then it took off from there.
Why did you travel so much?
Because it's entertaining, and we enjoy it, and we see interesting things, meet different people, and they're different languages, and that's a good thing about traveling. You go places and do things that you haven't done. But it's a little break in the routine from normal stuff, It's just what you get really fine.
What's your life like now, today?
It's wonderful. Married to your grandma is wonderful. We have a nice life, and we do everything together. And we are over here today with the family.
What school did you go to as a kid?
I went to the little school in Paola, Kansas. And then I went to the University of Kansas, and then I went to UCLA for graduate school. And that was wonderful with the basic school at Kansas, and then UCLA was wonderful because I went to California, and UCLA is a very nice campus. It's a beautiful campus, and I drove all around meeting different people and seeing different things. So that's why I did it.
Where did your siblings go?
My siblings, my sister went to the University of Kansas, and she graduated education. My brother went to the University of Kansas. He got a degree in mathematics, and then he got two degrees in business, so he has three degrees.
What would you, like, what traits would you use to describe yourself?
What, traits?
Yeah, traits. Like, funny, kind, creative, like, what would you use to
describe? I was a professional in finance. At working with a major corporation.
Okay. Did you like going to the schools you went to?
I did. Paola High School was wonderful. It was in eastern Kansas, and they were very good, and I learned a lot. I learned so much that when I went to the University of Kansas, I had a head start. And I, in addition, graduate school made it even better because I saw a different level of life and different people and it's a big city compared with my small town, which was nothing. It had 4,000 people, and Los Angeles has several million people.
Did you have a pet growing up?
I did. I had a dog. His name was Duke. And he was pretty good. We found it at a local place at the bar, and I picked him up, and he was a very good dog, and he was all over the place. As a matter of fact, he could go to the railroad station, and he would get back to the house just as fast.
He had a good memory?
Yes, he did.
Tell me about one of the most important people in your life.
My wife. She's very important to me. I love her, and we do many things together. We've traveled to France 22 times.
Wow.
And that's why we've been there. Each time was worth 1 month as well.
Tell me about the person who has the greatest influence on you, on your life, and what lessons did he or she teach you?
My guidance director, which got me started to applying for the Kansas, and also graduate UCLA, and he directed me in such a manner that I accepted what he'd said, and it was really good for me. Everyone needs something like that.
What do you see as your family's legacy?
Being interesting and kind to people. You know, I have many friends because I don't know why they like me, but I do have friends, and it's good for me as well.
What are some of the jobs held by past generations in your family?
My dad was a farmer, and then he went into the real estate business, and he sold insurance, And then he sold insurance and automobile insurance and everything like that.
What are your favorite family holidays and why?
My favorite family holiday is coming over and visit my grandchildren and their mother and father. And we do things on the 4th of July as well, also Christmas and New Year's.
Do you have any ancestors that would be named as famous or important in history?
Well, I have a lot of ancestors. My dad or great uncles have all done many things. And is so many I can't. I mean, my cousins as well are lawyers and everything else.
Can you name at least one that was like big, really a big influence in history?
My great uncle, he ran the town. He built the parsonage for the Methodist Church. He did everything. And they really, really liked him. He's been gone for a long time now, but that was what he was pretty good. In that town, he was very important.
Do you remember which town it was?
Paola, Kansas, which is a small town just south of Kansas City, and it's about 40 miles south of Kansas City.
Okay. What was the most difficult part of being in the military?
Basic training. And then as a result of that, I went to a course in personnel specialist, and they had forms for a direct commission. So I filled out the forms, and subsequently a major general here in Michigan made me second lieutenant, promoted to first lieutenant.
Okay, can you name some specific parts about the basic training?
The firing range, which we had to run to, and also when they shot over my head, you know, and you could see the bullets passing over your head. I didn't mind that, but I did it because I needed had to do it.
Well, why did you join the military?
Well, this is at this time, Vietnam was introducing you needed to go or you would be drafted. So I joined and got into a unit that I could do well, and I didn't have to go overseas, but I had to go to the schools and do the basic training.
So you joined willingly?
I did, because it was important to do so. Otherwise, I would have been drafted.
Did anyone push you to do that? Like, did a family member, like, influence you to do that?
No, it was imperative to me that I needed to join the military or get drafted, so I joined the military in advance just to do that.
During your childhood, did you have a lot of friends?
I did.
What did you do with them during the, like, back then?
Well, we do things normally boys do. We did everything. We made rubber guns with that shot rubber band at every, and we played in barns and did some of that.
If you didn't have to join the military, where would you be?
Oh, I would probably just have gone to work rather than not go in the military, but do work and achieve what I did. I achieved a lot with regard to that.
Which job did you have that you would have, like, stayed in?
Well, it was in finance, and the department in the plant was finance, And then subsequently, they promoted me to Dearborn, which was where the big finance jobs were there and more important people. And I did very well.
Back then, did you get a good amount of money for yourself?
I did.
You did?
As a matter of fact, I got the most of the pay, $550 a month, which was a lot of money to me at that time because I had no money. So I did that with that.
When you were in the military, did you ever get injured, like seriously injured at all?
No, I didn't.
When you were serving, you said it was in the Vietnam War?
Yeah, during the Vietnam War. No, I didn't serve at Vietnam.
What was your most, like, intense moment during the time?
Making the inspection. Ready for inspection. That was worrisome because if I didn't do it right, I'd have to do
Can
it.
Do your interview?
Yeah.
Describe your first date with your wife, Lassie.
We went to lunch at a local restaurant near Detroit, and it was unusual because we were both a little nervous about getting to know each other. But we did it, and we subsequently dated a little bit after that. And I subsequently, because she's so nice, I married her.
Describe how you proposed.
Well, I in the elevator, whatever way we're going up, I asked her if she'd marry me.
Where did you spend your honeymoon?
We went to a place near Jackson Hole, and we flew to Jackson, Wyoming. And so then we spent a little place which I would like to go back to sometime.
You said you went to Paris 22 times?
Yes.
Was your first time with Lassie?
No, my first time was with someone else, but nevertheless, because I liked it so much, we would continue to go back.
Did it get better every time you went, or was it just keep getting boring? Or?
Well, no, we made a lot of friends. We made French friends, and so that made us go back, and we even had the French friends come visit us here.
Did you know how to speak French?
No, I didn't, but Lassie is fluent in French, and so she can do French all of the time.
Is she still fluent in French?
Yes, she's an English major, so she learned French and she knows all of the adjectives and everything else, so she's fluent in French.
As a kid or teenager, did you do anything that would be considered, like, dumb or stupid?
No, I'm very active in plays. I memorized a heck of a lot of lines, but I pretty much did that because I wasn't very good at basketball because I didn't have good hand-eye coordination. So I went to plays, which I was good at because I could remember all of the lines.
So you did speech and theater?
Yes. Well, my mathematics and I excelled with it in the school. I made National Honor Society.
Was that in your high school or in your university?
In a high school, and also with regard to the university, UCLA, I reached Beta Gamma Sigma, which is 10% of the class. There were a lot of people in the class, so I was in that level.
Did you stay in the dorms at UCLA, or did you stay at an apartment somewhere
else? No, I had a small home, which was all I could afford, and I shared it with another man who was a degree in speech, it was political science.
Was he your friend or just a person you were living with?
Yeah, well, I just lived there with him. We didn't do much other together, but that's about it.
How much time would you spend with him? Like, was it just waking up, going to school, and that's it?
Just waking up and going to school, because we weren't really good friends. I was there because it was inexpensive, and my room was only $35 a month.
Well, those are all the questions I have for you right now. Thank you, Jerry, Mr. Lewis, for the interview. Yeah.